All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. It is a Friday, January 21st. It's a frigid Friday, but temperatures will get above zero today before we get several shots of snow today and through the weekend. I'll have more on the forecast in a few minutes. I'm Kathy Werzer. Stories we're following. The jury has been seated in the federal civil rights trial of three former Minneapolis police officers involved in George Floyd's death. Jury selection took just one day, and the panel is made up of people from around the state, 10 women, 8 men. The Pool reporter in the courtroom yesterday reported that 16 of them appeared to be white. Just 2 appeared to be Asian. Today, attorneys from both sides will meet with the judge to go over some pretrial matters. Opening statements will begin on Monday. Calls are growing for Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson to resign. Yesterday, Governor Tim Walz said the sheriff needs to step aside after Minnesota State Patrol documents released yesterday show Hutchinson was driving as fast as 126 miles per hour while drunk before he rolled his government-owned SUV. Peter Cox has more.
Hutchinson was driving his SUV around 2:30 a.m. on December 8th on Interstate 94, heading east from Alexandria when it ran off the road. According to the case file released by the Minnesota State Patrol, a vehicle crash report says Hutchinson was driving more than 56 miles an hour over the speed limit before he crashed. Those files say that 3 hours after the crash, a urine sample found a blood alcohol concentration of 0.134. The legal limit in Minnesota is 0.08. The investigative documents say Hutchinson claimed he'd called a cab and a cab driver was driving his SUV at the time of the crash. Hutchinson pleaded guilty to DWI earlier this month. He says he's taking steps to address issues with alcohol, but said he plans to stay on as sheriff. I'm Peter Cox.
In other news, federal authorities have charged a Florida man with human smuggling after several people, including a baby, were found dead near the Minnesota-Canadian border. Nancy Liebens has more.
An agent with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said in a court document that Steve Shand was arrested near St. Vincent, Minnesota, on suspicion of illegally transporting 2 Indian nationals from Canada. Agents later discovered a group of 5 more Indian nationals walking nearby. One of them, a woman, was hospitalized for injuries stemming from extreme cold weather exposure. Agents learned the group had become separated from a family. After a search, agents found the bodies of 2 adults and 2 children just over the border in Canada. The affidavit says days before, Shand had rented a van at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. A federal judge ordered Shand detained. A hearing is set for Monday. I'm Nancy Liebens.
Governor Walz says he will push for $4.4 billion in tax cuts in the upcoming legislative session, including some that would go out as tax rebate checks to most households. The rebates would be up to $350. Republicans are critical of the rebate checks. They say it's an election year public relations campaign. The mayor of Two Harbors, Minnesota, has big dreams to land an underwater hotel off the North Shore, and it's got him in hot water. At a meeting last week, the Two Harbors City Council voted to ask the state attorney general's office to review whether Chris Swanson's pursuit of the idea has crossed ethical or legal lines. According to news media reports, the mayor told the council that while the concept of an underwater hotel seems far-fetched, it could create jobs, much in the way the discovery of taconite has sustained the Iron Range. The controversy started with the mayor's appearance on a podcast with a person who claims to be a billionaire involved in the project. There is a half-finished website about the hotel, and there are tweets posted to the mayor's account that prompted the Two Harbors City Council to ask for the investigation. The mayor denies having a financial stake in the project. He has declined interview requests. In sports, the Minnesota Wild play the Blackhawks tonight in Chicago. The two teams then face off tomorrow night at the X in St. Paul. Gopher women's basketball team was routed by Iowa last night, 105-49. The Govs have fallen below the 500 mark for the season. Regional weather forecast today, another cold one, not as cold as it was yesterday, but still kind of brisk, with patchy blowing snow in northwestern Minnesota because of high winds, 30, 35, 40 miles an hour at times, and some snow today, 1 to 2 inches possible. Highs above zero, 10 to 15 above in eastern Minnesota, mid-20s in the west. More snow tonight, not a lot, about an inch. Those will be 3 below to 11 below zero in the northwest, 6 to 9 above in the southeast. Snow is likely tomorrow in western Minnesota, late in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow, 0 to 6 above in the north, lower 20s in the southwest. If you're looking for more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org. We have that news app you can download, or just tell your smart speakers to play NPR News. And if you have a radio, you can turn that on. Listen that way, too. Hope you have a good weekend. I'm Kathy Worzer.